Time now for our reality check. Our partners at Honolulu Civil Beat highlight a story on the Honolulu prosecutor's race. Reporter Christina Jedro joins us today. Good morning.
Good morning, Catherine.
So this is a really interesting race.
It is, yeah. There's several candidates running that have really vastly different visions for what the prosecuting attorney's office should be doing going forward. And this is an office that's really been led by only three men since 1981. So this is a big opportunity for someone to shake things up.
And you've got two women running.
Yeah, so they would be the first women prosecutors if elected. So just to kind of go through the leading candidates, we have Jackie Esser. She's a public defender. She's kind of the progressive crusader in the race. She has a lot of big ideas that are backed by big endorsements on the mainland, Bernie Sanders and progressive prosecutors in big mainland cities. She wants to end cash bail, reduce incarceration, stop prosecuting drug possession, really steer people towards social services instead of prison. She also wants to lobby the legislature for progressive criminal justice reform. Her whole thing is, you know, I want to use the discretion of the prosecuting attorney's office to steer people out of the criminal justice system. And then we have Megan Cowell, who's really the opposite approach. Her view is that the law is the law, and she's bound to uphold it. She has said she will, quote, charge all crimes and be objective in the cases that she prosecutes. She feels that her job is really not to advocate, but just to prosecute. Currently, she's a criminal defense attorney, and she's known for being a go-to attorney for police officers when they get in trouble. We also have former judge Steve Alm, who's kind of pegging himself as the happy medium between those two other candidates. He's endorsed by the police union. His big thing that he's known for is hope probation. So that offers short, predictable stints in jail for offenders to as a disincentive, really, when they violate probation. It gives them multiple chances. And then Dwight Nakamoto is our acting prosecuting attorney. He's campaigning on a tough on crime and law and order message.
Yeah, and then the final candidate, Nakamoto, I guess he would reflect more of the status quo, some people might think.
Right. Well, he's been in the office for over a year now as our elected prosecutor. Keith Kaneshiro has been on paid leave after he got a target letter from the FBI. So Nakamoto has been subpoenaed to help investigators in that case, but he has maintained that he's done nothing wrong and that he's been cooperating. Yes, he's been in charge of the office, and if elected to keep his position, he said he would advocate for harsher penalties for offenders. He wants a new, bigger prison. So there's more room in incarceration, and he also advocates for treatment behind bars.
And he's also been cracking down lately on massage parlors and prostitution rings.
That's right, yeah. He's big on pursuing sex trafficking cases, also domestic violence. He's hired a few more attorneys to take on those cases. And he advocated for legislation that would have made it easier to prosecute domestic violence cases, but it did not pass. Megan Cowell said that legislation would have been unconstitutional. People disagree.
So, you know, what do political analysts say just about these candidates and what they represent?
Well, again, we have these four distinct choices leading in this race. The favorite seems to be Steve Alm. He was leading in a Civil Beat and Hawaii News Now poll in May, but a lot could have changed since then. Alm has also been leading in fundraising, followed by Megan Cowell and Jackie Esser. And he does have the most name recognition, but, you know, it is possible that people want something newer and, you know, even more of an outsider. So we'll have to see. People are already starting to vote.
Yes, I've already got my ballot in the mail. I got it yesterday.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
So the city elections office just tweeted out this morning that over 30,000 people have already sent in their ballots.
Wow, that's amazing. Well, thanks so much, Christina.
Happy to be with you.
That was reporter Christina Jedro with today's reality check. To read her full story and many other stories that she wrote, visit civilbeat.org.